T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Drew me here, and obviously Coach Reed, he's developed a lot of quarterbacks, so that was eye-opening to me.
Obviously, you're one of the new guys in that room, but outside of Pat, most of that room is new. Just what's the dynamic you guys have, and how you kind of built that relationship with each other since you guys all started getting together?
Yeah, I think every quarterback room I've been a part of has been great, and this is pretty much exactly the same. I mean, Pat's great, young quarterback, bright mind. I just like to be around guys that like to work, and coming to work, not screwing around all the time. You're there to work, have fun with it, but really just study the game to help you prepare to play well on Sundays.
Chad, this is your first day too. I will throw the ball around a little bit. How do you feel where you're at in your self-evaluation, just like how you, where you are in your career right now?
Yeah, I mean, I feel really good. I mean, today's a great thing to come out here, kind of get the guys going. This is first time I've ever actually done 7-on-7. It's kind of teamwork. We've only done like individual in the past, so it's a lot of fun to get, you know, the defense out there and really get your reads down and kind of prepare you to a veteran camp.
Have you noticed any differences yet? I mean, early differences between Blake and Pat at all, or just are you still kind of getting accustomed to that?
Yeah, I mean, they're young, talented guys. I mean, they're both mobile. Strong arms. Pat's, I mean, probably one of the stronger arms I've been around. So, he can make every throw. That's for sure.
Would you say the strongest?
Yeah, I put it up there. I mean, I came out with Joe Flacco, so I felt Joe had a great, strong arm. I was around Ryan Mallett for a little bit at Michigan when he was a freshman, kind of those big guys that can really hose it in there. But, I mean, for Pat's size, I mean, I haven't seen anything like it. So it's a lot of fun to be around, but at the same time, it's take what they give you. Yeah. Not always pumping that thing. You know, it's obviously a threat to have, but, make smart decisions with it as well.
Generally, you've been at a bunch of different offenses recently. What are some of those challenges that comes with fitting into a new offense, especially early in the season?
I think it's just really just staying in your books each night. In the off season, it was just no really downtime, just trying to stay ahead of the game, and especially with Coach Reed switching it up each and every week. It was a lot of fun to be in, but at the same time, you got to stay on top. Make sure you can spit out the language. Make sure you can go over your reads and familiarize yourself with offense.
You talked about being a veteran and understanding that most offenses you can find similarities, but how do you strike the balance between learning what you have to learn for your job, but also being a sounding board, a guider for Pat, because he's mentioned that he's trying to lean on you just as much as preparing himself for his new role?
Yeah, I think you sit back. I mean, especially in the beginning, you kind of let, Coach Reed, the enemy talk, Kafka, all those guys, you let them pretty much teach you the system first. And then once you start getting involved, and obviously there's experiences that I've gone through that you can spit out, but a lot of times you let them teach you first until I become, a master of their offense. Then I can start, emphasizing what I kind of like and what I can help them with.
You see the benefit that you bring to so many different offenses. You've worked with so many different offensive coordinators and different language and different things like that. You see it as a benefit to come into a room where you can kind of talk about what you've done in the past and what things you've had success with?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, 6 or 7 offensive coordinators, I think, just going into it, just saying, all right, well, this is similar to this, or we could tweak this, try to help, whatever to help the team out is kind of what I'm here to, evaluate and kind of teach the system as well.
A couple more, guys. Chad, you were with Miami when Tony Sperano was coaching there, is that
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Do you have any memories that you want to pass along?
Yeah, I mean, actually, I pulled into training camp, and it was tough. My agent texted me and said, Tony passed, and he drafted me. That was his first year, 2008. And, I mean, he was a great mentor to me. Owe a lot to him for drafting me. We built a great relationship, great family. Tony Sperano Jr. was with me in Jacksonville last year. So, it's definitely sad to see him pass. But great memories with him and enjoyed my time with him.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.